With the city subways now being patrolled by the National Guard and state police, Governor Hochul is banning the troops' use of long guns. Newsline spoke live with Joseph Jacalone, former NYPD sergeant and professor at John Jay College.
First of all, why is Hochul saying no to long guns by the National Guard?
Yes, apparently, I guess they had too many complaints about this, making it look like an armed camp, so to speak. And it's quite frankly, those long guns frighten a lot of people. So the idea was to reduce the perception of crime, but I think this governor's plan actually does the opposite. And there's a lot of things to take away about this whole incident.
Right. How would you say it does the opposite?
Well, because the idea is you're always fighting the perception that crime is bad. And that's the hardest thing to do. And if you infuse 700 military personnel with long guns, it doesn't give you that perception that things are fine, right? It gives you the opposite of that. It actually started leading to talks about, is there a terrorist threat that we don't know about? Is there anything else going on that we are concerned about? Because the location of where they were put are also questionable, right? You put them in Grand Central Station and you put them in Penn Station. It doesn't make any sense because the same time that they're doing all this, we had an MTA worker assaulted up in the Bronx. We had another woman that was assaulted in the Bronx. You had Lower Manhattan and Fulton Street, the ex-boyfriend pushing the woman in front of a train. So those are things that need to be questioned about the deployment.
I mean, Professor, just to play devil's advocate, though, I remember the days after 9/11, certainly walking through Grand Central and seeing troops, and it did kind of make me feel safer. Again, different climate, different situation. But in this case, could you make an argument for feeling better about just having more security in general and more people on board trying to stop criminals?
Well, I'm sure that it does. But for my own personal belief, getting the NYPD back on track, getting the hiring back in, getting people to want to take it, and having cops riding the subways, writing summonses, making arrests, doing police work, letting the police do police work. Listen, we've done this before. They know exactly what to do. It's just that they've been hamstrung at every step of the way, including by the governor, who even denied that crime was a problem during the election phase. So there's a lot of things a lot of working parts that need to be addressed. But let me say something. The NYPD knows what to do. It's just that I don't think they're allowed to do it.
Interesting. Yeah. And I don't know if you caught this, that post on X from John Chell, the department's chief of patrol, saying transit crime is actually down because more of his officers are walking the beat. And he also mentioned bag checks have been around since 2005. So he seems to think that maybe state leaders should be focusing on, overhauling criminal justice laws.
Well, here's the thing, right? So the low-hanging fruit here, and the governor refuses to do so because it was all created by Albany and the New York City Council, all of these reforms, too many reforms. None of them really had any type of idea about what was actually going to happen. And then there has been a lot of gaslighting about it, right? So even if you look at homicides in the subway, there have been 32 in the last 3 years. You'd have to go back to early 2003 or 2004, as far as my calculations go back, to get that many in that entire span. So something happened over the last 3+ years in transit and has nothing to do with COVID. I know that's the excuse that a lot of people use, but it has nothing to do with it. And you have to also take a look at some of the other issues that New York City is facing, including prosecutors that don't prosecute. If you're going to flood the subways with all these cops and you're going to make arrests and nobody gets charged with anything, then this is all an exercise in futility.
Sergeant, always great to have you with us here on Newsline. Joseph Jacalone, former NYPD sergeant professor at John Jay College.